心念诵般若波罗蜜多心经 We start by reciting the Heart of Professional Wisdom Sutra. You can recite in English if you want to. We will recite, most of us recite in Mandarin. 小本的法本第三页般若波罗蜜多心经观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时就见五蕴皆空度一切苦厄舍利子色不异空空不异色色即是空空即是色受想行识亦复如是舍利子是诸法空相不生不灭不垢不净不增不减是故空中无色无受想行识无眼耳鼻舌身意无色声香味触法无眼界乃至无意识界无明亦无明尽乃至无老死亦无老死尽无苦集灭道无智亦无等亦无所得故菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故心无挂碍无挂碍故无有恐怖远离颠倒梦想究竟涅槃三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒是大明咒是无上咒是无等等咒能除一切苦真实不虚故说般若波罗蜜多咒即说咒曰嘎嘚嘎嘚帕拉嘎嘚帕拉桑嘎嘚菩提苏哈接着呢我们要念诵的是功德本颂 Okay, from that we are going to recite the foundation of all good qualities You want to recite in English It can be found in the Red Prayer Books Page 137 那些要用英文念诵的是红色的法本第137面 English is in page 137 Red Prayer Book好，功德本颂，唯愿加持令我心善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我心体悟，一次所得慈善有暇生，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我心念死。生命飘摇犹如水泡沫迅速即为死魔所摧毁并且确知黑白叶诸果事后跟从犹如影随形然后令我时时不放逸众恶中连小罪皆断除并且成就一切善法具唯愿加持令我心认清世间圆满诸过众苦门不可依赖享受不厌足然后勇敢追求解脱乐唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心灵所引发正念正知极大不放逸主修教法根本别解脱唯愿加持令我心观察终无有情同我落有海然后按习殊胜菩提心复合救度众生之重担唯愿加持令我心善见若仅发心却于三种界不去修持不能成菩提然后精进行学佛子律唯愿加持令我心了中熄灭于诸妄境之调举并且如理四朝真实意迅速升起止观双运道唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣彼须圣缘众生正精度彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪乃是成就二悉地之本宁可不顾生命护守之遇事加持令我心通达须不惊讶及二次第心然后遵照圣者之教诲坚定勤修四座瑜伽法唯愿加持令我诸如是开始显圣道之善知识无理修习道理皆长寿并愿内外障碍尽平息唯愿世事不离真上师唯愿随时享有圣正法并于地大功德圆满后 迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so as usual, so to start with breathing meditation, okay? So try to keep your back straight. Yeah.
同样的，今天呢，我们先做这个呼吸观，最重要的就是坐姿当中背要挺直。
So then, breathe gently.In and out. So then focus your mind on the breath. Okay, so we do this few minutes.
在做这个呼吸观的时候呢，我们要很顺畅的、很自然的去呼吸，把气呼出来吸进去，然后把我们的念头呢专注于呼吸上，然后这样的呼吸几分钟。
So then, now, so visualize in front of oneself, so visualize in the space, visualize Guru Buddha Shakyamuni, okay, clear as possible.
现在我们观想在我们的前方虚空呢出现本知释迦牟尼佛像，观想的越清晰越好。
Okay, so then, next, then you visualize many numberless of offering, you know, beautiful offering you can visualize, such as flower, light, you know, so visualize many as possible, beautiful as possible. So then think that you are making offering to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
接着呢，我们观想呢，对本师释迦牟尼佛做出广大的供养，供养了很多最美好、最庄严的供品，如供花、供灯等等。
Okay, the next one, so then, from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, the light rays or nectar come out, into yourself, then purify all our, the negative emotion, any stress. The light go into your body, then all purified, so visualize that.
接着呢，本师释迦牟尼佛身体放出大光明，照亮我们，并降下甘露。这甘露呢，进入了我们的身体，净化了我们所感受到的压力、痛苦，所有的一切烦恼，全部呢，都随着这甘露呢，净化了。
So all purified. So then your mind or body become very pure and clean. You know, then try to get some feeling there, then stay there for a few minutes.
由于这样的净化的缘故呢，我们的心呢感到前所未有的清净，我们就把那心呢安住在这个清净的觉受当中。
Okay, so then with this visualization, okay, then we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. Yeah.
现在呢，我们基于这样的观想呢，我们要来念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。
Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune 무니 마하 무나예 소하 다야 다오 무니 무니 마하 무나예 소하
다야 다
to then short dedication due to this marriage I may quickly become like Buddha Shakyamuni.
现在我们做一个简短的回向，愿以此功德，让我们能够证得本师释迦牟尼佛的果位，成就本师释迦牟尼佛的一切功德。
Anybody have a question? Just one. Ask one. Yeah.
大家有什么问题可以发问一大问题。
Something that you want to know.
你很想知道的答案的问题。
You really want to know.
你打从心里想知道的。
Then you ask. Don't ask.
我编了一大问题。
Kenrinpoche, may I ask whether if, let's say, we still don't understand or haven't feel the bodhicitta yet, how can we generate it? How can we meditate on it?
这段问题是这样的，他讲 Kenrinpoche, 如果我们还不明白菩提心，到底什么是菩提心，我们怎么样去禅修，让这菩提心能够升起？ We still understand what is bodhicitta. How do we actually generate it? A bodhicitta for it to be generated, for it to be arise in our mind.
Of course, you don't know what you want, then of course, difficult. Huh? If you know what, you don't know what is bodhicitta, then. you don't want to get that because you don't know that, yeah? First you must know what is bodhicitta, yeah? First must find out what means bodhicitta.
当然如果我们不明白的话，那是因为我们不知道什么是菩提心，我们只要先知道什么是菩提心，然后我们才有这个希求这个菩提心这样的一个心愿。
What? You don't know bodhicitta then?
What's the method for you to generate bodhicitta? What's a meditation?
Yeah, so so I mean the what called the bodhicitta. I mean that's of course Sanskrit word, but I think the means is and the meaning in English must be training the mind. What? Training the mind to train the enlightenment?
So, 东东请这个菩提心其实是个梵文来的它的意思呢就是转变或寻心转变心意让我们能够趋向正悟
So like that, so you know, so I mean, of course, there's many steps to develop bodhicitta. First, you must understand what is bodhicitta. I mean, simply it means, you know, I want to become like Buddha Shakyamuni. You know, I really want to become Buddha Shakyamuni. But what is the reason why you want to be? Is to, you know, liberate all sentient beings from ocean of samsara. You know, so that's the mind. That kind of mind called bodhicitta. Yeah, I really want to become a Buddha Shakyamuni because I want to liberate all sentient beings. You know, having very big mind. You know, taking big responsibility by oneself. You know, so can say bodhicitta is like big mind. You can say that opening your mind. You know, so.
所以呢，当然要成就啊，证悟之道呢，当然它有经过不同的阶段。这可是呢，我们要明白啊，到底什么是菩提心呢？这菩提心呢，就是我愿意成就释迦牟尼佛所证悟的一切功德，我愿意像释迦牟尼佛一样。 为什么呢？因为呢，我要解脱一切众生，从把他们从轮回的痛苦中解脱出来，是一切众生。当你发了这样的心愿之后，这个心愿之后呢，这就是菩提心，就发了菩提心。所以菩提心的心量呢是非常广大的，我们可以称之为大心，因为呢，它负担起的是一个。 大的责任，所以它是个大心大责任心，而且是由自己一个人来担当承担这样的巨大的艰巨的责任。所以呢，这菩提心是一个很开阔的心，它是一个心量很大的大心。
So like that, so you know, I'm taking whole responsibility by yourself, you know, to have sentient beings, you know. Free from samsara, free from pain, you know. Free from ocean of samsara, you know. So you're taking full responsibility yourself, you know. For that reason, so you must have this quality. You know, without, you don't have quality, having big mind by itself not possible to liberate, you know. So therefore, so, you know, I must get full enlightenment. You know, so when you are free, you know, you have all the quality, you are free from all the obstacles, then of course by then you are able to do the job, you know.
所以呢，这样的心呢，是愿自己一个人呢，自己一个人呢，承担所有一切，救脱一切众生的责任。 解脱一切众生从轮回中所有的一切痛苦，所以呢，是由自己一个人去担当。所以呢，要做到这样，要有这样的能力，达到这样的境界呢，他所成就的功德，或者用普通的话语来讲，要有这样的素质的话，这样的素质的话，并非只是拥有发愿这个大心就能完成的。没有了这样的大的心愿呢，其实还是不。 不能承担利益一切众生的事业的，他必须能够，你必须能够证得像佛一样的果位。 慧，才能成就，才能真正的去成就这样的大心。因为当你只有当你成佛的时候，成正了佛的功德的时候，你才可以可以断掉一切所有的障碍，然后成就所有一切必须证悟的功德。
说来的说啊，我这不期待明白，听了说。You know, you really, I mean, like having big, you know, like, of course. For example, you know, so, you want to be free yourself from poverty, yeah, poverty, I don't know, sorry. Free from that, then your goal is to make money or become wealthy. Yeah, you know, you have so much very wishing to have that, you know, amount of money to free yourself from poverty. You know, so then you work hard for that. You know.So like that, that's the, something like that. So here, I mean, for example, I mean, mine can be bigger. I want to have my 10 children, you know. But same goal, you know, free from the poverty. You know, I want to gain wealth like that and putting so much effort, you know, taking full responsibility. You know, that can be different mind, you know, yourself.You can open to your all children, all family member, all relative, you know, whoever live nearby, you know, your mind can be set up bigger, you know. So like that. So similarly here, so, you know, bodhicitta is opening your heart to free all sentient beings from ocean of samsara, you know. Then you see the goal, only enlightenment. You achieve, then you're able to do that. Otherwise, not possible. You know? So, then you work hard, you know, full effort to achieve that, you know? So that's the training of Bodhisattva is about that.
所以当我们讲菩提心呢，到底怎样才算是菩提心？刚才讲了不知道大家明白了没有？再举一个例子，如果你自己想从贫穷之中解脱出来了，不然你可能都没有钱，很贫穷，所以呢，你的目的就是要挣很多钱。对不起，用中国人啊，中国的用法，新加坡的用法，你可能要赚很多很多钱啊，你就要赚很多很多钱，你想啊，我要成为世界上最有钱的人，成个富人。这样你的目的呢，就是你要不停哦，拼命啊，用功啊的去工作啊，然后就要积累一大笔钱啊。所以呢，这就是你要达到的目的了，就因为你要成为富人嘛。像这菩提心呢，就好像一个富有的人了，在这里好像打个比方了。所以呢，你为了要得到比如说你有十个小孩子啊，或者是你要让他们过得很好的话，这样你呢就全权承担起对这几个小孩子的责任。所以菩提心要承担对一切众生的责任。这样你为了你的这个小孩子的亲友免受贫穷的痛苦，所以你就拼命的去赚钱去养他们。但同样的，你的菩提心呢，就是去帮助这些所有的一切众生了。这样你看到呢，你有这样的心量，虽然心量是很开阔很大的，因为他的心量是遍及一切所有的众生，而且呢，他的目标呢是把他们从轮回的大海里面这个大海来的解脱出来了。所以呢，你看，如果你的目标是这样广大的话，这你一看呢，去观察，你想，哎，怎么才能帮得到呢？所以你很积极的就已经去赚钱了，刚才那个例子。可是你看到，其实只有当你成就佛的果位的时候，你才真的有这个能力才做到。就是如果你要帮。 帮助所有的 一切的众生解脱贫穷的话，你必须是一个超级百万的富翁，不只是富翁，也有个超级。所以呢，你看你要成就所有的众生解脱无为之海，只有成佛才能够办到。所以你就非常很精进很努力的去修啊，去怎么样 成为这个真正打造的佛的境界，这就是所谓的菩萨的修行了。
So here, I mean I address that very open mind. You know, not only that, but very courageous, you know.To taking this responsibility, you know, very courageous. But again, here again, not like close eye and just courageous to do all this. Not about that. With the wisdom, you know, ideas having the wisdom. Then through the wisdom analysis, then you make this commitment. You know, there's possibility. You know, you have some like almost 99%. You have idea through your wisdom.Then you commit yourself, you know, to commit like this big thing, you know. So that's the bodhicitta is about that.
所以呢，这里呢，我们指的菩提心，它的心念呢是非常开阔的，而且呢是一个非常勇敢的心态。为什么心态是非常开阔、非常勇敢的？因为它是承担救脱一切众生，从轮回中解脱出来的。所以呢，所以它并不是说随随便便你闭上眼睛啊、哦，我要救脱所有的一切众生，并不是这样就容易解决的。它必须是真的有智慧的，真正有智慧，这样才算是有机会。就你想，哎。哇，这个心念好像很好，哇，很高深很重大，可是你要用智慧去分析，可能吗？可能达到这样的智慧吗？他只是想想很美好的念头，你想想，如果你用你智慧去观察，真的去分析，真的诶是有可能达到这样 的目标，这样的能力的，这样你就跟自己发誓，你发誓，承担这样的责任，因为你觉得，这样的广大的，超级无比勇敢开阔的境界的，是可以达到的，所以你就发誓，愿意成佛。
So like that, so, So here, so many come from the wisdom, you know, with understanding, then, you know, you make this commitment, you know.
所以呢，这个菩提心呢是这样来的，它是从智慧的观照中去分析，然后去明了，然后发现了这是有可能达到的事，然后自己呢就立下了这样的誓愿愿意成佛。
So like that, so of course, then to develop bodhicitta, so there's seven or six courses, you know, before that, you must practice, you know.In order to develop bodhicitta, then you must have the six courses, you know, to meditate, you know.
当然在真正升起菩提心真正的升起菩提心呢，你必须呢去修习，前面呢必须修习六个阶段，经过六个阶段的修习，然后呢你才能达到菩提心。
So like that, so, very first one, so Marche, I think Marche, in Tibetan always Marche. Marche is recognizing all sentient being has been your mother, you know, I think something like that.
所以呢，我们讲必须经过六个阶段，最后一个阶段你要真正的能够升起菩提心。所以第一个阶段是什么呢？ 第一个阶段法文只有两个字，知母。
啊 ，what？ 啊 ，among all of you, she's the best. 啊 ，she remember everything, no? 啊。Even you don't remember, she remember. Yeah?
Yeah, yes. Chinese only two words.
Only two words?
Yeah.
Yeah.
English is my long winter.
Marche, you mean?
Yeah, 知母.
You know one Tibetan word, marche. Marche, ma.Ma is mother.
Mother.
She is understand. No. Yeah. Simple. No, the mother. So something like that. So here, idea is that, you know, understanding, recognizing all beings has been your mother. You know, the point is that.
所以知母讲的是什么呢？知母就是明白，然后你认识到所有的众生呢，都曾经当过你的母亲。
So again, of course, again, this topic is another difficult to understand. Yeah, first place, this is the first one, but again, this is not easy to understand. You know, so.In order to understand that, you must understand how the past life, future life existing. You know, how you must have some understanding of that past life, future life. You know, must have this kind of understanding with the reason, logic, you understand existing in the past life. Then possible, you know, then through the logic, then possible to prove, you know.All sentient being has been your mother, you know.
这一点呢，第一点呢，这个知母，不要以为它是很容易修成的，它其实是很难真正的去了解，真正的去明白的。因为呢，能够接受，我们能够明白什么是知母，这第一个阶段的修习，我们必须能够明白过去生和未来生是真正存在的，是有这一回事叫过去生和未来生。然后呢，用过去生和未来生这样的明白呢，这样的了解去分析用你的逻辑去分析去思维，就想想有没有可能再进一步的去思维修的话，这样你才会能够明白一切的众生，所有的一切的众生都曾经当过你的母亲。
So of course then disbelief, of course disbelieving disbelieving of course among the religious, so likeBuddhists, they believe past life, future life. Now then you look at the Hindu tradition, then also they do believe past life, future life. Of course, among non-Buddhists, there are so many, you know, some they don't believe past life, they don't believe future life. Then I think Christianity also, maybe they believe the future life, maybe not the past life. Yeah? I am not sure because I didn't really study, butSomething like that, and they believe only future, not the past. Then maybe Islam also maybe similar to that idea, not the past life, maybe future life. You know. So there are so many different beliefs among the religious. Then, of course, most of people don't believe past life, future life. You know, they think that's just the one life, you know, so...
所以我们看看就我们讲到知母的时候，就关系到过去生和未来生。就看到这世界上各种各样的宗教，当然我们佛教叫内道，就其他不是佛教的，我们就叫外道。这样在这个外道当中就印度教是相信有过去生有未来生的，这样所有的外道，很多很多外道当中有些就相信有些就不相信，这样相 信的多啊，不相信的也更多。基督教呢，它基本上它是相信有未来世的，可是有过去世呢，可能它没有这样的信仰，这样的像如果讲伊斯兰教，伊斯兰教和基督教呢是相似的，所以在这世界上各种各样的宗教，他们都有不同的相信啊，像相信东西都不同。这样其实对很多人来说呢，他们既不相信有过去生，也不相信有未来生，他们相信只有这一生。
So I don't know how to exactly, but I don't know something like that. But I didn't study, so I don't know. I hardly read other book also, so I don't know much. So what is that? Ah.
所以 Kevin 就讲他读的都是佛教的经典啊，所以他没有读这些其他宗教的经典，他没有去研究了，所以呢，他不能说其他宗教相信什么不相信什么，他就没有办法多说。
So then, of course, in the ancient time, of course, in Buddha's time, you know, so.Before Buddha's time, the Hindu, those religious already started. Then, of course, then again, the whole point, a lot of discussion about the self, you know. Which is self, I don't know. What?
Atman.
Self, Atma, something like that. What is self?So basically, so much discussion on that, Buddhist and non-Buddhist, on that topic, you know. If we believe future life, past life, and what really goes life to life, you know, there's so much discussion on that among the Buddhists and non-Buddhists. You know, something have to go, you know. If there's future life, past life, then something have to go. So...Like that, you don't believe, then of course there's nothing discussion about that, you know. So, but those who believe, like non-Buddhists who believe, then what really goes? So then, conclusion is the self, the Atma, or soul, I don't know. This really go life to life like that, you know.
So, in the ancient time,在佛陀的那个时代，像佛陀时在那时候是印度教有还有其他的各种各样的外道啊，他们都积极的在辩论，在讨论啊，究竟有没有这个所谓的我？像这个外道呢，他们都有很激烈的辩论了、啊。正如这个印度教是有所谓的神我，它叫神我，叫阿曼了、啊。正如这相信呢是有过去生，然后现在这生还有未来生的。这样其实那时候佛陀佛教成立的时候，我们的自己佛教也有不同的部派，他们也有讨论啊，内道也有讨论，讨论这个过去生和未来生。这如果呢你不相信啊有过去生和未来生，当然你就不需要讨论了，也不需要辩论了，就根本就不能讨论的。可是呢，对这些相信有未来生和过去生的人呢，他们就进行了各种各样的很多次的那个辩论和讨论。如果你说有过去生，那现在还有未来生，这一定有一样东西，一定有一样东西从过去生来到这一生，再从这一生呢过渡到下一生去。这个从这一生到下一生的 那个东西啊，传到下一生、延续到下一生的东西是什么呢？就这些印度教就讲哦，是灵魂。会有人认为是灵魂，有人讲哦，是这个神我，因为一定有一个东西从这一生到下一生的嘛，对吗？是啊，你们也是这样认为哦。Yeah, they say yes. We say something from this life goes to next life.
Yeah, so I mean this is a very big topic. You know, I mean this we all need to meditate. You know, what really goes life to life, you know, what is self. Now this is the big topic to meditate, find out, you know. So that's important, you know.
这个我到底是什么东西，除了过度这个他在这一身，他什么这个我到底是什么，就是我们需要进一步去思维去禅修，这点是很重要的。
So therefore you see that always see in Buddhist selflessness. So you know, the word there no self. You know, then the non-Buddhists, they say there is self, you know, self exists. Then Buddhists say selflessness, there's no self, you know. That kind of word you will see, you know.
这大家都看到了，都应该都有机会看到，因为通常我们佛教都讲，哦，这是无我。 空啊，那空啊是没有我的。可是呢，外道啊，就非佛教徒叫外道。外道据说是有个我的，而且这个我是存在的。这个你究竟是我还是无我？
For the non-Buddhists, you know, those believe the self, self is exists. So that means there is a self who goes, you know, from this life to next life, life to life. You know, they believe there's such a self. You know, so this self is something separate from the body, you know, from this physical body, something separate, you know, independent. You know, such a self is there, you know. So the self will go life to life, you know.
所以对于外道来讲呢，他们相信是有个我的，无论是神我还是我，就讲这个我，这个我是存在的，这个我呢是可以从这一生呢到下一生呢，下一生到再下下一生，这生生世世，这个我呢从这一生呢转生到下生再生，所以他们相信呢有这样的我存在，而且这样的我呢是和身体不一样的，这样我它是可以独立存在的。 所以他可以过度从这一生到下一生，所以把这身体丢掉，他从这下一生到下一生去。So
like that. So nobody, of course, nobody think the body, your physical body go from next life, this life to next life. Nobody think that, you know.
当然没有人会认为我们这个肉身，我们死亡后这个肉身还可以过渡到下一生啊，那是同样的那个眼睛啊，这个肉身是不可能过渡到下一生的。So
therefore, non-Buddhist, the idea is that it's something together with the body, you know, same as the body, together with the body, then cannot go future life. So there must be something separate, self from the body. You know, permanent. You know, independent self must be there. So they have this kind of idea, you know, so they believe such a self is there, you know. Otherwise, not possible future life and past life.
所以呢，这个外道呢，相信呢，如果哈，如果我们讲呢，要过渡到下一生呢，这一生还有下一生，既然如果这样东西哦，这过渡到下一生是和身体呢一起的，是和身体一样没有分别的，这不可能过渡到下一生呢，因为这身体这一生完了就完蛋了，就不见了，对吗？所以这个我呢是不可能和这个身体呢是一样的，如果是和身体一样，就不可能过渡到下一生。 所以呢，这个我呢，一定是和身体呢不一样的，它是异啊，怎么讲呢？法门就异了啊，所以它是不一样的。可是呢，这个不一样的东西呢，却是永恒存在的，它可以永。 它是有独立自主 的特性的，所以它能够独立存在，这是外道相信的。所以这个和身体不一样独立存在的我呢，它就可以从这一生过渡到下一生，然后再换一个肉体，再到下一生去。
So then the Buddhists say that is not correct, you know. So Buddhists have different idea. You know, if you put, you know, say such a self like that, something permanent, independent, doesn't depend on body, such a self, Buddhists, according to Buddhists, that kind of self doesn't exist, not possible to exist. You know, Buddhists say it.
可是佛教徒啊，看到这个对于这样的解说叫哎错，为什么呢？因为我们相信是不一样。我们认为这个永恒啊、独立存在的这个我呢，是不可能存在的。因为呢，你讲这个永恒独立存在的我是不需要依靠身体的，它可以自己独立存在的，这样的我呢，绝对找不到。
So like that, then I mean the final view of the Buddhists. Of course, among the Buddhists also there are many different believer. You know, so I think we have four different tenet, four different level of Buddhist philosopher.Now, among those also have many debate about self, you know. So the final view, the Pasangika view taught by Nagarjuna, then of course, that such a self, you know, independent self doesn't exist. If it exists, must be within the body or outside of the body. Then you look for it, you must find it, you know.With your analysis or with your wisdom, able to find that, then Nagarjuna said, "Such a self you look for, you cannot find inside your body, outside of the body, not possible to find. So therefore, such a self is not possible. So therefore, selflessness, you know."
So then.我们认为有这个外道这个解释哦，根本不能成立，因为找不到这样的我。这样呢，不同的就算在佛教，我们自己内道佛教，它有不同的宗派呀、啊。那不同宗派呢，他对这个我啊，这个我或者无我，他们有不同的理论的、不同的信仰，所以他们也提出了很多的辩论的，并这个我到底在哪里？它是怎样的？为什么是无我？这样他们辩论到最高的观点，最高的观点呢，就是啊，中观应成派的观点，这是由龙树菩萨所提出来的观点。他讲，如果有一个我的话，你讲有一个我，这个我呢，不是在我们身体里面，就是在外面，不可能在其他地方，对吗？如果你讲一个我的话，不在这里，就在外面喽。要不然你要去哪里找？可是呢，如果你在我或在外面，你一定能够找到这个我，而且能够指出它到底在哪里，对不对？要不然你讲的是骗人的嘛？因为你一定可以指出它在里面吗？在哪一个地方？或在外面？在外面什么地方？可是呢，如果你用智慧呢去观察、去观察、去分析，滴滴滴滴滴去看，这样看呢，哎。其实哦，你在身体里面呢，在身体里面，你找不到来那个我在哪里？你可以指出来吗？指不出来。那你在外面，在什么地方？你可以指出来吗？哎，也指不出来这个我到底在哪里。因为呢，你这样去分析哦，你找不出来了，所以怎么可能会有我呢？所以他就说了，从应成派这佛教的派别讲，所以呢，应该是无我，没有这样的我。Can you find the self inside the body or outside the body?
So like that, the final view is like that. So then of course among the Buddhists, then you know, so when they look for the self, then many of Buddhists, you know, like mind only school, the Chitramata View, autonomous, middle way autonomous school, then Babashika, I don't know, Dotyapa. So most of those believe, you know, the self is, can point, wash down to the mind, you know, the mental mind, you know, that is the self, you know. So they have to accept there's such a self, you know. So they look for it, they say able to find. They can find, can pinpoint the mental mind, you know. So many of Buddhists, they believe like that, you know, accept the Pasangika view, the highest view. Accept that, then rest of them, they believe self is about, end of the day, is the mind, you know, nothing else.
所以呢，当我们讲这文武的时候，我们讲从内道，就是佛教的各个派别、各个宗派，它最后最高的观点呢，其实是中观应承派，应承派。所以呢，很多佛教的宗派啊，佛教很多四大宗派啊，四大宗派只是一个大概了，并不是指四个，其实有很多很多的了，这主要把它合成四个宗派。然后呢，属于大圣。 大圣观点呢是唯识和中观呢两个派别，这唯识里面有分别，不唯识欲界啦，唯识什么派啦，各种各样，中观也有不同的派别。这样呢，他讲如果有你想有一个我的话哈，在我你找来找去呢，最多最后指出来的就是我们的心识。 就在我们的心识，你可以讲哦，因为这心识主宰嘛，所以就我就是我们的心识。所以呢，如果你要讲最终讲有个我的话，这个我你要指出它在哪里的话，可能也只有这个心识。所以呢，所以这个各种各样的派别哈，他们最终觉得，哎，我指我的话，就指我们的心识，除了中观应承派。 And they say, when we pass away, Buddha say our consciousness left. But the other non-Buddhists will say the soul go away.
Correct.
Huh? And they even bow.
And you know everything, no? Huh?
And the soul go away.
So, what I'm saying, so like that. So most of the Buddhists, end of the day, so I said most of the Buddhists, they believe, you know, that self, you know, self is all about that, the mind. Then of course, again, you look at the mind, of course we have so many different minds, which mind is self, you know, if you look deeper. And of course, you cannot say all the mind are self, you cannot say that. Not possible. Some mind just come up, disappear, come up, disappear. So that kind of mind, you cannot say that is self. Self must be stable. You know? Cannot up, just finish like that, not like that, you know? Must be very stable. You know, so therefore, so all this sense consciousness, you know, it's not possible to become self. Then conclusion is the mental mind. You know, again within the mental mind, of course, which kind of mental mind? So a lot of discussion on that.
所以呢，当我们讲啊，就内部啊佛教的派别讲啊，最终讲这个我论，就讲有个我的话，这我一定是指我们的心。 那不可能是其他的东西了。可是心呢，也不好说了。为什么？因为呢，如果你去看你的心呢，你就有各种各样不同的心。 究竟哪一个才是我呢？哪一种心才是我呢？你不可以这样，每一种心都是我，你不可以这样想，因为呢，每一种心啊，比如说有些心呢，它升起来的时候，它过后就消失了；哪一个心呢升起来了，它过后有一个消失了，对吗？ 这样的心呢，不断的产生消失的心呢，它是很不稳的。所以你不可以讲这就是我，这你的我突然出现不见掉，这里我就不见掉了，对吗？所以你如果你要只能够是我的话，它必须是拥有很平稳的特性的持续在那边的那种特性，不一开始也不见又出现一下不见掉。这如果讲我们的感官呢，通过我们感官所认识的这个心呢。 我们这个眼呢，眼耳鼻舌身意感官所认识的心，哎，这个眼应该不是我，不能算是我，对吗？因为它会一直产生，然后又不见掉的。所以呢，最终我们可以讲的就是我们的意识，眼耳鼻舌身意，我们的意识啊，我们的心识啊，这意识就可以讲是我。如果 如果这个是真的是我的话，这我就应该是我的意识了。可是如果讲这个意识心呢是我的话呢，我们在佛经内部有很多很多不同的辩论。So
idea is that in a poor people, eye consciousness, you know, which able to see the object, eye consciousness, for example. If you say that is self, then when you sleep, you know, then your eye conscious not there. You know, ear, you know. Smell, touch, you know, all this consciousness not there when you sleep, you know. When you deep sleep, not there, not there. So therefore, then, this but self, you cannot say self is not there. You know, self must be there, yeah. So that's that kind of reason, so therefore the I consciousness cannot be the self.
为什么说这个感官通过感官来认知的这个心呢？不是我。比如说到我们白天，我们眼睛睁开的时候，我们看到，对吗？可以认识到各种东西啊。我们具有这个认知功能，这个呢，我们可以讲，不可以讲是我。为什么呢？因为你白天你眼睛看到你的眼识，你的眼识的心，你可以认识到东西，对，没有问题。那当你睡觉的时候，眼睛闭起来的时候，哎，你的我跑到哪里去了？ 你往回突然间不见掉了吗？不可能的，对吗？你不可以讲哦，我睡觉的时候呢，我的我就不见了，我睁开眼睛，我的我才出现，这样呢，这个就不是我了，哦，所以这个不可以算是我，所以我们的各种感官，我们的眼识啊，不能算是我，我们的耳识啊、鼻识啊、舌识啊、身识啊，也不能算是我了，因为它都没有永恒存在的嘛，这种特性，所以呢，我们只剩下什么呢？
So I don't know what is helping you. I have no idea. Why we talk there? So I don't know.
所以听你这样，他这样分析不懂，是不是对你们有帮助，还是能听你会更乱？还是因为我翻译的太乱了？
I'm just giving some idea. I mean, of course, you really want to study Buddhism, then of course you need a lot of analysis. You know, so. First one, recognizing as a mother, of course, that in order to do that, you know, you must prove this past life and future life. Without that, not possible. So in order to prove that, you have to understand what goes life to life. You know? Yeah?
So now, this is just giving you some concepts, <音>去思维去分析哦，因为真的要了解佛教的话，我们需要很多逻辑思维去分析的。所以，当我们讲呢，要升起这菩提心，那个七重因果的修行法，第一个就是要知母。这样，如果要真的修成这个知母，这样我们就要能够证明有过去生、未来生。 就如果你要证明有过去生、未来生的时候，你必须知道啊，到底是什么从这一生呢过渡到下一生，所以你就要进行这样的分析了。
So like that, so like that, you look. Then of course, not the sense consciousness. You cannot label that, or you cannot put that as a self. You know, then boils down to mental consciousness. Then again, you look deeper to mental consciousness. There are so many different types. You know, some are virtuous, some are non-virtuous. So which one are you going to put? As I said, you know.
So, 当我们进去思维修去分析的时候，我们就发现呢，这个我呢，不可能是通过我们的感官意识来认识的我，所以它不是我们的眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识、身识，这就是现在我们的什么呢？意识，现在我们的意识。可是这个意识啊，我们的意识，你进一步深入去分析，哎，这个意识有很多种了。 我们的心的意识，我们的意念呢，有各种各样，有些是善的，有些是恶的，所以到底哪个是我呢？
So it is that, you know, when you say self, or me, self, you know, when you say that, either have to be body, either have to be the mind. No other option there. Must be somewhere in the body. Not outside of the body, but have to be somewhere in the body. Then look, must be body or the mind. Only two options. Body cannot. You accept future life, past life. You cannot accept body is the self or me. So, mind. Within mind, self, sense consciousness, mental consciousness, sense consciousness, you cannot. Because that's not stable. So must be mental consciousness, you know.
所以当我们讲这个我的时候，要讲这个我到底存在在哪里？现在我呢，不是我们的身，就是我们的心，对吗？我们就是要身和心两用而已。既然我们讲，它不是在我们的身体里面呢，就是在外面；既然就身心的两选，可是我们讲的这个不可能在外面，因为在外面我们何必管它呢？就剩下我们的身和心啊，这个在里面的东西。这样我们讲，剩下这个选择也对吗？这大家都同意了，我们都在外面不管它吗？ 这剩下我们这个身和心啊，是在这里的，在这里的。既然我们只有两个选择了，对吗 ？A 和 B，A 身体，B 心，都在我们这个我们认知的范围里面。这样我们讲不是这个身体了，为什么？如果这身体能够延续的话，在我们身体，我在我们身体，这样这一生我是长了这个样子，这样我死掉了过后，在下一生我是同样这个身体了，也不可能，对吗？
现在这个心了，对吗？现在这个心，现在心的时候，我们讲，哎，这个心呢，就是我们所认知的，通过我们的心认知，这样可以是我们的感官吗？我们眼睛看到的，耳朵听到的，鼻啊、鼻识啊、身识啊、舌识啊、意识啊，这等等，这样讲，哎，通过这感官看掉，感受到这个心了，这样有时候我们睡觉的时候，眼识就不见了，我们睡觉可能耳朵也就听不到了，所以不可能是我们的感官意识的心。 所以这个又丢掉了，这样子剩下我们的意识，对吗？这些没有了，没得选了，真的。So
like that. So, so many, most of the Buddhist philosophers, so they believe that, you know, so self is there. Then when you look for, must find. You know, if something there, must find. You know, look for, you should find. So therefore, they have to say something. Because if something exists, you must find within your wisdom. When analyzed, you must find. Most of Buddhists believe that, so must find. Then they have to say something within the body or mind, then end of the day, the mental consciousness. You know, this is the self. So they have to say that, no other option.
所以呢，根据佛教的学说，如果你讲有个我，我是存在的，像如果你讲我是存在的，当然一定要能够找得到啊。我找不到，你怎么可以讲它存在，对不对？所以讲是有我的 ，OK， 这样你把它找出来。所以这佛教的这个学说逻辑啊，你讲我是存在的，像我们可以用我们的智慧啊，我们的分析去找到，因为是存在，一定是找得到的。 所以呢，我们这么分析过后，我们用佛教的逻辑思维想，哎，这个我一定是存在我的身或心。这样我们这样进去找，一轮思维分析，这么每次去找呢，我们都发现，我们得到同样结论。所以呢，到最后我们讲呢，不可能是我们的身体呢，也不可能是我们的感官呢的意识的心。所以到最后呢，只剩下这个意识而已。
So like that. So therefore, the mind only school, Chitramatra school, you know, so they believe, you know, mental consciousness, but within mental consciousness, not all mental consciousness, you know. So they put another name there, you know, so mind basis of all. Hushi namshi, mind basis of all. So that particular mind, you know, so that is the self, which is not virtuous, which is not non-virtuous, the neutral mind, you know, very subtle like that. So
这样子是这个意识分析这个意识，证明这个大圣唯识派呀，这种哦，这个心就是我，我这个心它是存在的意识，可是呢，并不所有的意识啊，并不每一类的意识都是这个我，这个我呢，他们分析分析，哦，是存在这个叫阿赖耶识，这个阿赖耶识呢，这个第八识呢，就是我。 证明这个我呢，这个阿赖耶识呢，它不是善的，也不是非善的，哦，它是属于中立的，不善也是非善的，而且是个非常细微的心识。So
like that, so their logic is, you know, if virtuous mind, if the self is virtuous mind, then difficult to leave negative imprint. If self is negative mind, self is the negative mind, then difficult to posit imprint on that mind. Posit negative imprint on the virtuous mind. If negative mind, then difficult to
为什么说这个阿赖耶识是属于中立的呢？是非善非恶的？因为如果你讲这个阿赖耶识是善的，它是善心呢，这个我这个阿赖耶识是善心的话，这样呢就不可能让善心的话，它就不可能呢会留下恶的习气的。哦，如果他想，哎，这个阿赖耶识是恶的，这样呢？ 这个我阿赖耶识是我是恶的话，这样就不可能在你的心绪当中啊留下善的习气了，所以它是非善非恶的。So
like that, so the mind basis of all, so that's the one self is about that, you know. End of the day, mind only school, they say this is the self. So whatever you create good karma, whatever good bad karma, good karma, everything deposit on that mind, You know, so then this mind basis of all, even your body finish, then mind will continue from life to life. So carrying all the imprint, virtues, imprint, negative imprint will carry on. So depend on that, so then what kind of life you have next life, you know, so you have more good karma carry with this mind, you have better life, you are carrying more negative imprint on this mind, then you have difficult life, you know, unfortunate rebirth.
所以呢，这个阿赖耶识啊，就是唯识派。 所推出的我，这个我呢，就是第八识阿赖耶识。这么这个第八识阿赖耶识呢，就储存了我们造下善业的习气，我们造下恶业的习气呢，就全部储存在这个第八识阿赖耶识里面。所以它好像一个大仓库一样啊，储存了我们所有的习气。所以当我们这一生呢， 过去了，完了过生，我们的身体呢就不见了，对吗？就不见了啊，烧掉、虫吃掉或怎么样了啊，就最后就消失了。这样呢，我们这个阿赖耶识，这个我，就过度这个心啊，这个心叫阿赖耶识，就过度心绪到未来生。这如果呢，我们储存在这个阿赖耶识这个我里面呢，是属于
很多的善业，很多善的习气，这样我们下一生呢就可以到善去，善去这样，这样我们的善业就成熟了，我们就得到好的果报，就投身到善去。如果我们在阿赖耶识所积累的习气是恶的习气的话，这样呢我们的恶的恶业就成熟了，这样呢我们可能就坠入到三恶道去了，这样我们下一生呢可能呢就面对很多的困难了。
Allah Yeshi sound like Tibetan word. Allah Yeshi. This is Chinese word.
对, yeah, yeah. You translate the sound. Chinese translate the sound. We don't translate the meaning.
Allah Yeshi.
Allah Yeshi. Shi is consciousness.
Allah is what?
Allah Yeshi.
Allah is what? Chinese mean?
No, Chinese didn't translate the meaning, it translated the sound only. The deepest tree.
Doesn't sound like that. Gushi, how come Allah maybe from the Sanskrit word? Huh? From
Sanskrit? Sanskrit? Yeah.
Allah, okay.
Yeah. Sanskrit. The eighth consciousness.
You translate the English, how you translate Chinese? Mind basis of all.
Mind basis of all.
How
yeah.
you translate the English, Chinese normal word?
Normal word. There's no
basis of all.
Chinese Buddhism don't have such translation for thousands of years until now. I can translate, it will be translated by me. Okay, my basis of all.
That Chinese word, normal word, how you use? Huh? Any idea?Anyone to be new translator?
福覆盖一切，覆藏一切之心。
Anyway,
because when translating Chinese, it sounds very apt. That's why they don't translate it. Because they don't keep the original meaning.
Alaishi, I mean that sounds very good. Alaishi. Huh? Look like Tibetan word, Alaishi.
Yes, that's what they want. That's the intention. That's why they don't translate. The certain, certain times they don't translate.
I understand. Yeah. Certain word not possible to give the meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. So like that. So.That's the most of the Buddhists, you know, end of the day like that. So they believe the mental consciousness, you know, one of the mental consciousness, which is self, you know. But you go even the higher tenet, like Nagarjuna view or Pasangika view, then that's different, you know. They say neither the mind, neither the body, you know, and none of them is self, you know.
所以呢，大多数的佛教徒啊，他们认为呢，如果你讲这个我呢，指的就是这个心啊，不是所有的心啊，而是指这个阿赖耶识第八识这个心。可是呢，当你学到更高层次的这佛教的观点的话，特别是中观派，尤其是中观应成派，龙树菩萨所提倡的中观应成派的话。他们讲到这个我呢，这根据佛教的观点呢，其实这个我呢并不存在在你的身体里面，也不存在在你的心，因为找不到这个我，所以叫做无我。
So like that for us maybe easy to understand. Also one of the mental consciousness itself. So you die, the mind will continue, you know, then take rebirth, you know, that way much easier to understand for us, yeah.
所以对于我们来讲呢，可能比较容易理解了。就当我们死掉的时候呢，我们身体坏掉了，不见了，然后消失了，慢慢消失了。这样我们的意识啊，我们的心啊，我们的意识，我们的心呢，还继续相续下去了，就从这一生到下一生。所以我们的意识这个心呢，还继续相续下去。所以对我们来讲，可能这样。比较容易理解，对吗？比较容易接受。
So like that. So according to the highest Buddhist view, then neither the mind, neither the body itself, you know. So, but when, again, here, you know, so sometimes look like body is the self, sometimes look like mind is the self, you know. For example, I am sleeping, you know. So when you lie down, how your body posture? You lie down, you sleep, then label, I am sleeping. Look like your body is the eye, you know. I am I am standing. So look like I'm standing means your body, you know. Because your body is standing, then I'm standing. Sounds, you know, look like body itself. It itself is just yourself, you know. Sounds like that.
所以你根据佛像的最高的观点，其实身不是我，心也不是我。这是最高的观点了，在我们自己来看呢，有时候呢，在我们生活中，我们觉得，这个身体是我，有时候觉得，这是心啊，才是我，我们会有这样的观念呢。怎么讲呢？比如说我讲，我生病了，就你躺在床上讲。 我生病了，就好像呢，这个其实是你的身体病了啦。可是你又觉得，这个好像就是我病了，我病了，对吗？所以这个身体就是我咯，你把这个身体当作是我。像有时候你站着讲，我站着，我走路，我站着，我吃饭了，就你就把这个身体呢当作是我，就好像这身体就是我。
But look like that, but when you look deeply, of course, your body is not yourself, you know.
可是你进一步分析的话，你就会发现，其实这身体呢，并不是你。
Yeah, then same thing. When you chew something or bite something in mouth, then I am eating. Sounds like your mouth is yourself, you know.
所以呢，有同样的道理呢。当你在咬一些东西的时候，你就讲我在吃东西，这个我变成你嘴巴了。
You know, so I mean, same thing like you look like that. Then of course. When your mind feel happy, then you say, I am happy. Look like mind is say, I, you know? You know, when mind is happy, look like then, I am happy. Level, I am happy. Look like the mind is yourself, you know?
所以呢，有时候呢，当你的心感到快乐的时候，你心里感到快乐的时候，你讲，我很快乐。这时候呢， 你的我变成心了，好像心就是我这样。Yeah,
when your mind is sad, then I am sad. You know, your mind is not happy, then you say I am unhappy. You know, look like your mind is about you, yourself. You know.
所以，当你感到悲伤的时候，你想，我很悲伤，就好像你的心呢变成我了。
So like that, you know, so according to Pasanjika view, so the body is not self, mind is not self, you know, one of the reasons is that, you know, my body, you know, we usually say my body, body owned by the me, you know, like that's different, it doesn't sound, you know. If body is yourself, you cannot say my body, you know. So same thing to my mind. So same thing. Mind is it yourself, then you cannot say my mind, you know. My mind means mind belongs to me. So there's something, it shows mind itself is not me. My body, so it shows body is not me, you know.
根据最高佛教最高观点呢，就中观应成派，这个身不是我，心也不是我。比如说怎么说呢？通常我们讲我的身体，这身体呢是属于我的。如果呢身体是我的话呢，这我就不可能拥有这个身体了，因为身体就是我的嘛，它怎么拥有？那种我的心。
我从有时候我们讲我的心，就是说呢，这个心呢是属于我的，我拥有这个心。如果我和心是一样的东西的话，这个我就不可能拥有这个心。
Okay, I don't know.
People can say this is only a way of speaking, a way of expression.
Yeah, so that works. Yeah, how that works, isn't it? My body, my mind. You know, existence like that, you know, just how you talk, how that exists, yeah. So like that. So it shows, you know, my body, so that make different, you know, something different from. Not same, body is not you. My body, then how can you say my body? You know? So I guess that.
Yeah. People have a little erroneous way of speaking. No, no, no. 狡辩。通常我刚才我都讲了，这可能是我们平常讲话就讲了，因为我们平常讲话都是不到准确的嘛。我们有人讲话是很准确，然后讲出来了，可能有了佛陀是很准确的了。通常我们讲，所以我们就随便讲，可是不一定是很准确的。所以呢，就说，可是天文就回答就说，因为呢，这是我们的讲法，我们的讲法，我们的讲法就代表东西的存在性。所以呢，就是我们明白这东西怎么操作的。所以如果讲我的身体，就表示呢。我和身体呢是两样不一样的东西，因为如果身体和我是一样的话呢，你也不可以讲是我的身体了，因为这身体是属于我的嘛，所以它是两样不东西的，所以我们可以用这样的方法去分析。这个问题是，如果是这样讲，没有我啦，什么都没有，心不是我，身也不是我，这样这个我们所造作的业呢，怎么样从一生过渡到另外一生，对吗？这业好像突然间不见了，是不是啊？
So I guess that point. I'm just one. So when you lie down, so I guess that when you lie down.So you say, I'm lying down. You know, so who is lying down? I'm lying down. You know, so look for the lying down, the I. You talk about the body or you talk about the mind. Mind then lying, the shape of lying for mind don't have. Then probably you have labeled as the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then lie down, body, the body is the I like that.
所以我们再举一个例子了，当我们躺下来的时候讲我躺下来，对不对？当你躺下来讲我躺下来，这你要问的是谁躺下来，是你的身体躺下来还是你的心躺下来？哎呀，会这样问的人我觉得是很有问题的。哦，是你的身体躺下还是你的心躺下来？这你不可能是你的心躺下来，对吗？所以你讲这样是我的身体躺下来，所以这身体就应该是我了。
So then the idea is that the conclusion is that dependent on this, you know, shape how you lie down, that the basis of your pipe aggregate how you lie down, you know, like that, then the mind level lying down, I am lie down.You know, there are not such idea when you look for that, impossible to find self there. Yeah, of course, I lie down, it's true, I'm lying down. But you look for the I within the body, within the mind, impossible to find. But again, it's not denying that no I. The point is, they're not denying there's no I. But they say there's not such I.When you look at the body, mind, impossible to find. But there's such I existence there. The conclusion that there's no another way except label, you know, just labeled by the mind. So how the I exists is made labeled by the mind, nothing more than that.
下来哦，不可能是心躺下来，所以是我们身体了。这样你讲这个身体是我，这样为什么这个身体是我呢？讲我躺下来，所以你是根据哦，这个身体哦，这个五蕴里面的这个身体，它的形状啊，它的那个长短哦，这样它躺下来。所以呢，你的心呢就在这个地方哦，你的五蕴那边呢躺下来，那个形状啊，施舍这个冥想叫我，那这个我就躺下来了。所以当完了，当完你讲这个我的时候，当你讲哦是施舍的哦，对，当这我躺下来呢，你讲这个我到底是在我的身体的里面呢，还是在我的心里面呢？你去找的话是找不到的，真的，你进不去回家去想一想，找是找不到的。可是呢很奇怪，你讲这个我找不到，可是明明就是我躺下来了吗？为什么讲这个我找不到哦？所以呢这个我究竟跑到哪里去？我又明明躺下来，又找不到。所以你要找的这个我呢，不在身体里面，也不在心里面，可是又有这个我躺下来，所以这个我的存在呢，就是因为我们的心呢，在我们这个身体五蕴施舍这个名相叫我，所以这个我躺下来了，所以它就这样存在了。假名安立，对，标签是 modern Chinese， 我们叫标签啊，佛教叫在施舍处施舍名相，那你去看那个佛教经典叫假名安立，假名就借这个名相，安立在那个身体躺下的那个形状。所以它就这样存在。Auntie is saying it's just like a car with all its parts, but if you remove all the tires, then you cannot say that it's a car. 那叫坏了的汽车。Say it's a broken car. It's still a car. It's called a broken car.
Okay, so I did that. So I mean, what calls us not talking? So according to Pasanjika view, Nagarjuna view is about that. You know, there's such a self is there. You know, but.If you look for it, not possible to find within the body, within the mind. Just level there. Depend on the basis, then you level. I I walk, I eat, I sleep, I dance, you know. So based on this basis, then you just level there. But there's not such I.You know, you cannot find. When you look deeply, not able to find. You know, everything exists independently, not independently. You know, self, part, aggregate, everything, you know, like that, you know, doesn't exist from its own side. You know, just level. All exists by merely level, you know.
所以呢，中观音成派就由龙树菩萨祖师所开创的这中观音成派，就讲到我们找到这个我呢，它是存在的了，存在的。可是它讲存在的呢，当我们去进一步去分析去找这个存在的我的时候，我们发现呢，这个我呢不在身体里面，它也不在这个我们的心里面，它的存在呢是。依靠五蕴假名安立来存在的，所以呢，我跟你讲，我在走路，我在吃东西，我在睡觉，我在跳舞，等等等等。这个我呢，是依于五蕴它的形状、它的动作，然后呢，我们在那边安立一个名相而存在的。所以呢，当你
去深一步进入去分析的话，你会发现呢，全部都是缘起，源于五蕴各种各样的动作形状而升起的名相而存在的。所以呢，一切的法，法就是所有事物的存在，存在的东西叫法。所以一切法都是假名安立的。
Okay, so something like that, like maybe a good example, like a rainbow, you know, rainbow, you know, you see five color rainbow, you know.
Seven colors.
Huh? Seven.
Yeah, seven colors.
I don't know how many colors. So, on seven color, according to Kimo. Seven color there, so, when you look at that, you know, so,Yeah, you can see, yeah, you can enjoy, you cannot deny there's no rainbow. You know, rainbow exists. But you go deeply, closely, you are not able to see the rainbow. No.
So, 刚才给大家是一些概念哈，对于这个空性的概念、无我的概念，像彩虹一样，彩虹有七种颜色，红、橙、黄、绿、蓝、靛、紫啊，七种颜色。这样我们可以看得到啊，彩虹出现，我们真的可以看到，我们就哇，好漂亮啊！我们可以就欣赏啊，到这个美丽的彩虹。所以呢，我们是可以承认这彩虹呢是存在的。可是呢，你进一步分析啊，什么是彩虹？这彩虹到底哪一个部分是彩虹的吧？你就找不到这彩虹了。
Okay.That's all. Huh? Anything else? I don't know why we talk so that. I did that. So, of course, and you talk about the bodhicitta mind. So, in order to develop bodhicitta, then all this, you know, very first step, you know, one way, very first step is recognizing all sentient being as a matter. That's the very important. Without that, also difficult. You know. One of method is that.Recognizing, you know, so that again, believing past life, future life, existing must prove, you know, with the logic, you know.
So, Kim 就讲，哎，不知道为什么我们讲到这些啊，这些是因为呢，我们是要讲这个菩提心啊，怎么样让这菩提心呢，从我们的心相续里面能够升起，所以呢，要。从要升起我们的心相续里面要升起这个菩提心的第一个步骤呢，就是要去思维的知母这个第一个步骤，这很重要的很重要的，就是如果你要真的去思维修啊这个知母，你就要必须证明有过去生还有未来生的存在。这样你怎么去证明呢？你就依靠这个逻辑分析啊去思维啊，过去生是怎样来的，未来生是怎样来的。
So like that. So again, of course, So again, much more deeper understanding of past life, future life, how the mind works, much more detailed explanation in Buddhist Tantra. You know, all different level of mind, the much deeper explanation on the Buddhist Tantra. You know, they talk about very, very subtle mind. You know, that moves from life to life up to enlightenment. You know, so very subtle mind, that which creates all the samsara, which creates all the nirvana, nirvana, no.
So, when we talk about the past life, future life, actually, we talk about the most deeply, the most precise, actually, is the密圣的修行，不是显教的修行。在密圣的修行里面呢，他就讲得很详细啊，就是有不同层次的心，这样呢，他就有各种各样的解释，尤其是极细微的心，极细微的心，在密圣里面呢，都讲这极细微的心呢，它是怎样从。 这一生过渡到下一生，生生世世，直到你成佛为止。这样这个极细微的心呢，是我们造作各种业，然后轮回的主因呢，它也是我们最终证得涅槃的主因。
So the point is that you really want to know, you know, about the mind, then must study the tantra. You know.
所以呢，你如果真的要知道啊，要去修心啊，这个心啊，对心识有进步的认识的话，你必须去啊修行这个密宗。
是
啊。The same as Bodhicitta.
Correct, Amala. So if that past life, future life, then, you know, then if that your past life, then that must be before that must be life, before that must be life, you know. So that's all. Then you go.Logically, then you cannot find the beginning of the life. You know, that's what Buddhists believe in, beginningless rebirth. There's no beginning of the rebirth. Logically, yeah.
所以呢，如果我们讲到这个过去生的未来生的时候，我们将去分析的话，从过去生，过去生之前应该还有个过去生，啊，过去生的。之前应该个过去生，这样对吗？哦，就现在你这么推呀、啊、推呀、啊、推推推，这样过去生，好、哦，它前面一定还有个过去生，这你推推推在前面哦，就你找不到那个起点了，哦，那个起点 starting point， 那个起点在哪里呢？所以呢，你再去进行这个逻辑分析的话，你就找不到那个起点，所以它就叫。无始以来没有开始，所以佛教讲无始以来的过去生，所以你找不到第一次的过去生了。
So the point is that that's another typical point to understand. When does your first mind start? Moment of when does your first moment of the mind start? This is impossible to tell. Logically, you cannot.
所以这点呢，其实是很难理解的。所以呢，你就很难理解哈、哦，你的第一个心，你的最最初心是从哪里开始的？你因为你找不到。
So like that, that the end of the day, like Buddhist believes that beginning is rebirth, no beginning, you know.
所以呢，佛教呢就把这个找不到起点的心叫做。无始
So the mind have no beginning, the mind have no end.
所以心是无始的，所以它也是无终点的。
Okay, so all about that. So once you have this logically, you can prove there's no beginningless rebirth, then, of course, then much easy you to understand all sentient beings.Become your mother once time, you know, possible, you know.
如果呢，你将这样的逻辑去分析呢，然后呢，你自己哦，能够确定哦，证明啊、能够完完全全的明白这无始也没有无终点，这样你就可以明白，很容易明白哦，所有的一切众生哦，都曾经。当过你的母亲。
Okay, so like that, huh?
可以吗
？Anything what I said not correct, or you think not correct, or doesn't make sense, then you can ask question. So far, what I said is something not clear, or maybe not correct, or whatever. You know, you can ask question.
所以现在大家可以问问题了，如果听不去讲的，你就认为有什么地方不对的、哦、你可以提出来，或者你会有什么地方你听的不太清楚或者不明白的、你也可以提出问问他，可以
以问他，你可以问他听我们这辩论呢。How the karma, if there's no depository like Alaya, my basis of all, then how did the karma transfer from one life to another? How does it work? 如果没有阿拉耶耶识，没有个不懂什么地方呢，看不到那个地方而储存你的善恶业，变成你的善的习气、恶的习气，这样呢，你的业哦。你的业只能从这一生过渡到下一生，下生你讲恶业成熟啊，善业成熟，这个业到底应该有地方放这些业的，对吗？Among us, you can deposit your karma in the merit field.
Ah, you keep that.So I mean that's the I mean of course you can find in the text, of course all the imprint can be left in the mind. Now you can explain that way also, you know, imprint can be left in the mind. You know, mind is still continue, you know, the mental mind will continue, you know.From life to life, so.
其实你在佛教经典里面，你就可以看到了，我们所造作的各种业哈，都会在我们的心相续里面留下习气，它变成我们的习气的一部分。这样，只要我们的心相续啊，从这一生过渡到下一生，这习气会跟这个心相续一起去的。
That may be easy to understand, you know. So some of course.Mind, it doesn't mean mind totally stopped, doesn't mean that. You know, particular mind will continue to go to next life, have to go. You know, so that mind will carry all the imprint. So you can say that.
I think the difficulty is, if you say carry all imprint, there must be some place where the ping pong, you know, is there, you know. You 需要一个可以找得到的了。我是找不到的了。
Particular mind have to continue. Yeah, some particular mind, not all the mind, but particular mind have to continue. So that particular mind will carry all the imprint.
但是并不是所有的心啊，每一种心啊，因为心有各种各样的心啊，善啊、恶啊什么，但是每一种心呢，都会继续的一直相续啊，到下一生啊。可是呢，你造作那个业的那个心哦、啊，那个心啊，那特别那颗心，它会一直，如果没有做任何东西的话，那个心会一直相续到下一生、下一生、下一生，直到它的业报完成成熟，这样它才会停止。
Yeah, anything?
它不会自动消失的。
很惭愧。Anything can ask another 5 minutes, huh?
Virtuous karma must continue to do virtuous karma like generosity, so and so forth. This is like depositing into our bank account. So otherwise, even though we have lots of money in our bank account, one day we'll finish it.
Okay. Huh? Put more.
I'm thinking it's bang bang bang. saying generosity is very important, helping to build stupa or to the monastery, so on and so forth.
Okay, no question, then we'll stop here. Okay, so today's topic is about, I mean, she asked the question, how to develop bodhicitta, so without knowing the bodhicitta, her question is about that, but of course, first you must find out what is bodhicitta. Then of course, if you have bodhicitta, what the benefit there? You know, you develop bodhicitta, what kind of benefit you get? You know, all this must understand first. Then, once you understand benefit, having, you have the realization of bodhicitta in your mind, what you get, you know. So you understand the benefit of that, then of course that will inspire yourself to develop bodhicitta. Then of course, how to develop bodhicitta, that's why I say the sixth step, you know, by the from the Maitreya Buddha, you know, through the Asanga. That's the seventh step, you know, to develop bodhicitta mind.
Mm-hmm. 如果大家没有问题呢，今天就讲到这里。但今天呢，我们讲的是由一位师兄他问怎么样升起菩提心哦。在讲怎么升起菩提心之前呢，我们必须明白什么是菩提心。如果有了这个菩提心啊，究竟有什么好处，它有什么利益呢？为什么这个菩提心这样重要？ 所以呢，当我们完完全全真的明白哦，这个菩提心所带给我们的利益的时候呢，我们才能够进一步去修行哦，让这个菩提心哦，让这个菩提心呢，在我们的心相续里面真正的升起来。在完完全全明白这些之后呢，我们就有这种推动力哦，就精进的去修行哦，让我们的菩提心呢，在我们的心里面升起。 真正升起的菩提心呢，我们需要经过六个阶段，然后这六个阶段呢，才真正的是菩提心的升起。所以总共合起来，我们叫做七重因果修心法。这个修心法呢，是由本师释迦牟尼佛主要传给弥勒菩萨的，是在菩提大师地里面，我们叫广行派。 广行派哦，这由弥勒菩萨呢传给这无着菩萨，就一直传到今天这里，传到我们这里。So
like that, okay. So mainly that, you know. So another way to understand is like that, you know. When you develop bodhicitta, then you know you're able to cherish other sentient being more than yourself. You know, totally cherish other sentient being. You know, much more than yourself, you know.
So, 另一种方式来看，来理解这菩提心，是这样的。 当我们能够在我们的心相续里面真正升起菩提心的话呢，我们就会真爱其他众生。 多过真爱自己，通常我们都是我爱嘛，所以当你菩提心升起的时候呢，你会爱他多过爱我。So
like that. So when you have this kind of mind, then you know whatever you do, you know walking, sitting, you know whatever you do, you know all for others, you know.
所以呢，当这样的菩提心升起的时候呢，它的那个境界或者那个觉受是怎么样的呢？当你的这个菩提心呢，真正在你心相续升起的时候，无论你做任何东西，好像很简单的走路啊，或者坐下来啊，你的每一样东西哈，每做的每一样东西啊，都是为了利益所有一切众生。
So if you were able to do that, then of course bring all the happiness to other sentient being, bring all the happiness for yourself, you know. So idea is that, you know, if we're able to do that, then you bring so much happiness to every sentient being. Not only that, you know, same time, bring so much happiness for yourself.
So
能够你的心相续里面真正能够升起菩提心的话，你可以把一切快乐哈带给所有的众生，带给每一位众生哦。在同样的时候呢，当你把一切快乐呢带给所有的众生的时候，你也可以给自己带来很大的快乐。
So like that. So that's the Buddha's method. What he did. You know, but Buddha said, what we do is not working well. You know, normally what we do, we cherish ourselves the most. You know, we neglect other sentient beings. We did that from beginning of this rebirth until now. Still, we're doing the same thing. It's not working, you know, at all, you know, to bring everlasting happiness for yourself and bring happiness to other sentient beings. It brought nothing happen. Instead of that, bringing so much suffering, you know. So Buddha said, best is this way, you know, cherish other sentient more than yourself. If you do that, everything is there, you know, all the happiness is there, yourself and other.
所以这是佛陀的方法，这是本师释迦牟尼佛传下的方法。这为什么呢？为什么佛陀传下这个方法呢？因为呢，我们所做的一切呢，都是从真爱自己的角度去出发。我们呢，通常都会去关心啊，真正去关心关怀其他的众生啊，我们对他们的福利啊，通常都是漠不关心的。而且呢，就是从无始以来啊，到现在啊。到现在这一刻，我们所养成的习气，在你看看，从无始以来到现在，你要找寻快乐，可是你的方法却是这样的话，你要想一想，哎，这样我究竟我现在这样的方法行吗？对我有用吗？这一看到呢，其实呢，它都是没有用的哈，因为它不能带给你啊。还有带给其他的众生，甚至带给你自己了，永恒不变的快乐。哦，就你现在所做的、所用的方法呢，其实呢，不只是带给你自己痛，不带给其他众生啊感受到痛苦，也给自己带来痛苦。所以呢，佛陀就提出了他的方法。所以呢，他认为，他就告诉我们，这其实是最好的方法。要得到快乐的最好的方法就是真爱其他的众生。如果能这样的话呢，不只是带给你自己莫大的快乐，不只是带给其他众生莫大的快乐，也可以带给自己很大很大的快乐。
So very simply, so Buddha said, look at you and me, you know. Look at you and me. So talking to yourself, you know, Buddha is talking to yourself. Look at you and me.You know, so different. You know.
所以，如果简单来说，在佛陀讲，来，你看看你和我，你和佛了，是不是很不一样？
啊，Buddha said that. Look at you and me. Buddha said that. I'm totally free from suffering because I cherish other more than.Myself, that's why I become like that. Look at yourself, you cherish more yourself than other. That's why you are in samsara, you know.
So, the Buddha said, look at you and me, very different, right? Why? Because I love all the beings more than I love myself. So, I became a Buddha.对吗？但先看看你自己哦，你真爱自己多过真爱其他的众生，所以你现在就还在轮回了啊！你还在娑婆世界打滚，
All like that. So he said, I mean, the essence is that he didn't say that directly.
佛陀在世的时候，他没有这么讲啊，他没有这么直接这样讲。我看到你看到我，他没有这么讲啊。但他的教法，他的精华吧，精华是这样的。
So like that, you know, so idea is that, as I mentioned before, so you know, the Buddhist citta is opening your heart, you know, making your heart bigger. Idea is that, you know, cherishing other is opening your heart. So cherishing yourself, only yourself, that is closing your mind, very tight mind. Cherish other is open mind. So much more relaxed. Only cherish yourself, mind is so tight, very small. Then physically, mentally challenging, because you make yourself like that. So it becomes challenging, you know. Even breathing is a problem sometimes, you know. So like that. So lot of stress, lots of unhappiness. But you're able to open your heart for other. You know, mind's open, less stress, less problem, you know.
So you know, 菩提心，这样讲菩提心呢，是一种很开阔的心呢，因为心量是很大的，所以呢，我们必须扩展我们的心量。比如说，让我们这个扩展心量，就是我们需要去珍爱他人，我珍爱他人多过珍爱你自己。如果你珍爱自己的话呢，你的心量是封闭的，所以你的心量是很紧的，绷的很紧的，你的心是很狭窄的。 你真爱他人的时候呢，你的心呢是非常开阔、非常轻松的。所以真爱自己的时候呢，你的心就封闭起来了。但封闭起来呢，这样对你的生理和心理呢是会有影响的。比如说，就算你因为你只想到自己，所以你心里是会怎么影响呢？你想到自己的时候，有困难的时候，你在呼吸啊，又变得非常有困难。所以你感到很多的不快乐，因为你就想到自己。所以影响到你的生理，还有你的心理。可是当你的心呢变得开阔的时候呢，你去学这个菩提心的时候，你的心呢变得很开阔。这样呢，你的烦恼呢，你的烦恼，你的压力呢，就会减少。
So I just that Buddhist citta is that, you know, fully opening your mind, totally open. You know, your mind is no more there closing for any sentence. Open everyone, you know. So like that, I just that, you know, very big mind, open, cover each and every sentence in your mind.
所以呢，菩提心呢是一个完全开放的心灵，它是一种很开阔的心，它的心量呢是广大的。Okay,
if you all then it's like that, then so easy, you know, life becomes so easy, you know, when you open your mind for each and every sentient being, then your life becomes, you know, much easier. Nothing irritate in the mind, you know.
所以呢，当你有这个开阔的心的时候，有这菩提心的时候呢，你的生活呢就变得非常怎么样了？啊，过得非常容易了，因为你的心是开阔的，你是开放给所有的众生的，是。 开放给每一个众生的，所以呢，没有一个众生能够使你感到很厌烦或者激怒你。Okay,
so let them stop here. Okay, then we talk next class. Yeah, how to develop bodhicitta.
Next class, before next class. Okay, 今天呢，我们就讲到这里。 回家你们就自己好好用功了哈。Yeah. Okay. Dedication. 来，我们就回信。Short daily prayers, 日常颂文. We do it in the mantra. 第32面. Chinese and 31 for English. 此功德普及于一切，我独与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四念，勇猛文殊无把了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆毁相。正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆毁相。下个星期同样的时间，不是
下星期没有
哦，下个星期有人生日，所以下星期我们停课，所以要后个星期，要后个星期，你们记得报名哦，可以去四楼办公室报名。So next week no lesson, the week after next week. So 我们后个星期见。